Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Kuf Chaf Amid Beis as we continue in Perak Ha'or V'Harotef, this ninth Perak in Maseches Chulin, if you remember, which was the 11th Perak, according to some Rishonim, according to the Meiri. They had a little out of order, different order, but we're still in the ninth Perak. Again, remember there are 12 Perakim here, Kuf Mem Beis. There are 121 blot, so we have about 3 weeks left to, 142, what did I say? 142, about 3 weeks left to this wonderful Masechta. Okay, so we are on Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, and we just quoted the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama. The Machlokas was about, what was the context, what were we talking about? If you remember, the whole middle of yesterday's discussion was about liquefying solids and solidifying liquids, and changing the form of each of the items. And we needed a special makar in each of these contexts to teach me that even though it is liquefied, it's still going to be asur. And even though the chelev now is a drink and it's not a solid anymore, it's still going to be chayev. Tosfos discussed yesterday, if you remember, why do I need a special makar? Shisiyah is always b'chal achila, and we Tosfos noted that no, that only applies when it's something that you normally drink. If it's not something that you normally drink, then we don't say shtiyah is b'chal achila. It is something unusual. And the Gemara went through why we need a special source for each and every context. Why by chametz, and why by nevela, and why by nevela sof tahar, and chaylev, and then we got into what about the shratzim, and then on Amud Beis here, we got into tevel, chadash, hektash, shviyas, kilayim, all these other items which you pulverize and liquefy. How do we know that all of them are also asur daraisa? Not just asur daraisa. Pashtus is, we'll see if we hold this way, Pashtus is that it's the full aveira, even with Malkus. That's the Pashtus. We're learning it from Sukkim. So Pashtus is going to get Malkus. We're going to see what the Rambam holds. But that seems to be the simple interpretation. So the Gemara related to that brought in a Mishnah from Maseches Trumos, from the 11th Perek in Maseches Trumos, where there is a Machlokes Tanoim, whether one is Chayiv for eating Truma, if one is a Zar, or Chayiv for eating Truma for these low-level, inferior type of liquids, or liquids from inferior fruit. Call it that way, right? And that was the discussion of the honey from dates and the wine from apples, if we call it apples, and the vinegar from the fruit, the grapes, that would never get ripe. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayiv in those cases. It doesn't matter if they're from inferior fruit, and Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter. What's the machlok is about? So he said it's based on the issue of don mino, mino, don mino vuki ba'astra. How do we interpret these examples of learning from one context to the other context? It might also be formulated as hekesh lemechsa or ain hekesh lemechsa. Some achronim seem to formulate it like that. That don mino mina, meaning if you go all the way in limudim, maybe that means something similar to ain hekesh lemechsa. While when it comes to the other shita, yesh hekesh lemechsa. So anyway, we read it yesterday. Rabbi Eliezer says don mino mina, so you go the whole way and you learn truma from bikurim, just like bikurim you chayif for liquids too. So too truma. And just like Bikurim applies to Sha'ar Minim, so to Truma applies to Sha'ar Minim. Right? If you want to look at the formulation of Rashi, for Don Mino Mina, this is a Shas Yesod. Don Mino Mina, Rashi says, B'chol Gzero Shevos, Ubinyan Av Shebetorah, Sha'anu L'meidim Davar Mechavero, by all Imudim, where we compare two different contexts, I Daininon Le, V'gamrinon Le, L'chol Mili, do you compare it the whole way? Oh, don't mean up. Or do you learn from it? Masha anut srichin lo, what we need to learn from it. V'uki ba'asra, and then let it stand in its own place. L'mili akronaisa. Dimifrashi begufe kamifligi. Dimifrashi begufe kama kamifligi. That's what they're arguing about this principle, whether we learn it totally or not. So that was the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you go all the way, and therefore, just like Bikurim, not only by liquids, but it's also by Shar Minim. What is Shar Minim? All seven Minim. Right? Bikurim is only by Sheves Haminim. All seven Minim. So to Truma applies to other Minim as well, but here for the other Minim, we're including all of these fruit. We're including Tapuchim and Sisvanios, which that comes from, that leads to grapes. That's in the category of grapes, but it's not really the case. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no. You domina bugi ba'aser, just like bikurim liquid, so too truma liquids. But then you say, just like by liquids that could become truma, it only applies to tirosh v'yitzar. So too mashkin hayotze mehen by truma only applies to tirosh v'yitzar. Period. So based on that line, there is a very big discussion in the Rishonim right here related to a topic that comes up, as I mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur many times. Which fruit on a daraisa level are chayav and trumas or maestras? So Rashi here, as he says in many places in Shas, says, if you look in the last couple of skinny lines, afagav deino nohegas b'mashkin shelahen el b'tirosh v'yitzar b'vad hanach mashkin kivad debipeiros truma asu harei heinket truma v'hai don mino mina lav dafka ka'amar. Rashi on the last skinny line. Don't take this limud so seriously. Tatmarim v'tapuchim gufayhu ain trumasan min haTorah elam idivrei sofrim. There she does Rashi. Dates are in chayav and truma daraisa. According to Rashi, tirosh v'yitzar. That's it. Only grapes and olives, right? Oil and wine. Those are the only things that are obligated in Trumas and Maestros Mida Oraisa, right? That's what does it mean here? It means on a Rabbanon level Kein Da Oraisa. So the third or fourth wide line of Rashi. Hachanami Rabbanon Bidetu Kein Da Oraisa Tikkun. That is Shitas Rashi. That is also Shitas Tosfos in a number of places. The Rambam, as I alluded to yesterday, argues. The Rambam says Trumos is by. Well, start with Maestros. The beginning of the second parak in Hilchos Trumos says the Rambam, "Kol ochel adam hanishmar shekidulav min haaretz chayiv betruma." Any edible food that is guarded, meaning it's not hefker, and gidulav min haaretz, it grows from the ground. What is that excluding? Excluding mushrooms. What the Gemara Bracha says that mushrooms grow from the air; they don't grow from the ground. We've quoted that story in the past. If anybody ever has mushrooms growing, I once had it. I remember I said in about, I don't know, 9 years ago, in a summer camp, in one of the caravans, right? Yeah, in a trailer, inside the house, where the carpet meets the wall, there was a leak in the window, and there were mushrooms growing there. I was so excited, because haraya, my wife wasn't so excited, but I was excited. Haraya, mushrooms don't grow from the ground, exactly what the Gemara says. That's why we make a shahakal on mushrooms, because it's from the air, it's not from the ground. But that's what the Rambam is excluding here. What's chayav and truma? Anything that is edible, that is guarded, that grows from the ground, chayav and truma. Umitz zasei lahafresh mimenu reishis lakoin. Shneimar reishis tegotcha v'siroshcha v'yitzharecha titein lo. That's the pasuk, and the Rambam says, "Ma dagan tirosh v'yitzar, ma achal adam v'gilul min aretz v'yesh lo baylim shenemar digan cha avko kayotzi bohen chayiv betruma v'chein b'maisrus." That's the Rambam shita. All fruit. If you just read this Rambam, you would have thought that vegetables also are chayiv daraisa. They're also gidul min aretz. They're also ma'achal. They're also. So the Rambam says, that I don't argue on. Five halachas later, halacha vav, hayirakos, afal pi shehein ma'achal adam, ein chayev ma'isos el midivrayhem. That's the halacha. Yirakos are chayev derabanan only. Lefisha ne'emar b'maiser tvuas zar'acha, tvua v'chayotzeba, afal hayirakos einem b'chal tvua. Vegetables are not called tvua. That limud is by ma'isros, and then the Rambam says, v'chein yireli shehu adin b'truma. And I think the same thing by truma, that trumas yerek is also derabanan. Shari ne'emar ba, degoncha tirosha v'yitzarecha, kol hadome le'elu. Avol trumas yerek midivrehem kemaiser. Right, that is clear, that's the Rambam does not argue. That's what all Rishonim hold. That maiser and trumas yerek is derabanan. But the machloka, and that's what the Radvaz here says, l'fishu lo hiskar dina yirako zela gavi maiseris, haya ola al da'ev tishem chayabas min haTorah. You might have, that's an amazing havamina, you might have thought that vegetables are chayiv d'oraisa in truma and d'rabanan in maiser. You might have been chayiv in truma and maiser. That's the havamina. Kamash malon, ti'af agav d'loksiv b'truma zaracha, haksiv tirosh chavi itzaracha, b'nismatu yirakos. Okay, the Rava says, l'maskana, we don't make any chilukim. But the Rambam shita here is that all fruit, so how does he read the Gemara? How does Rambam read the Gemara? What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua says, what liquids are kadosh betruma tirosh v'yitzar af mashkin ayotzeh v'chulu? So maybe he holds like the first shita and he takes it literally. Not like Rashi that says it's a kein daraisa tikkun and it's only these two. No! That's a dechika that Rashi has in the first shita. So maybe the Rambam holds like the first opinion. right, and says that it applies by all. There is a middle opinion. What's the middle opinion? The Ravid in the Kus of Sham right here. We always say, oh, the Ravid in the Chulin. So we're never there, but now we're here. Chulin and Kufchaf. Chulin in the Kus of Sham. The Ravid has a separate sefer called the Kus of Sham. Where, what's the Kus of Sham? All his comments on the Baal Hamor. We argue that there are a couple of sets of correspondences that we have between the Baal Hamor and the Ravid, who are both together in Provence, in southern France. And the Baal Hamor says what he says. With the Baal Hamor we have at the end of the, underneath the rift, the Baal Hamor and the Mochamas. The Mochamas is where the Ramban defends the Rif against the attacks of the Baal Hamor. And the Kus of Sham is where the Ravid defends the Rif from the attacks of the Baal Hamor. Or at least he just attacks the Baal Hamor. So every paragraph starts off, Kus of Sham, the Baal Hamor says there, da da da, and this is what I say. So right here, the third to last page in the whole Sefer, Paraka Arba Rotev. There's only one comment of the Kus of Sham here. So he quotes the Baal Hamor. We're not going to do the Baal Hamor right now on this Gemara. And it says, Omer Avram, Omer Ani. She'ein chayavin misa el al chumas dog and tirash v'yitzar v'yal al tevel shalahem. That it continues, af in nomar she'ein chayavin min haTorah im kara aleihem sheim yesh aleihem kedushas chuma min haTorah umidamas kishel Torah. The Ravid has a middle opinion. You're only chayiv and tirash v'yitzar, but if you do other fruit, it gets the status of truma daraisa. Meaning there is a chalo sheim truma on a daraisa level, even not by tirash v'yitzar. But you didn't have a chiyuv to do it. Meaning, mashal amada redoma, like we have by mitzvahs. We have sometimes you could do a mitzvah and it's recognized on a daraisa level, even though you didn't have a chiyuv to do it. Women shaking a lulav. They didn't have a chiyuv to shake the lulav, but when they shake the lulav, it's a mitzvah daraisa. They could even make a bracha on it, according to Ashkenazim. They didn't have to. Sitting in a sukkah, they could say leishiv asukkah. So a lot of times you have a mitzvah that you're not, right, there's no chiyuv, but there's a kiyum. One might say, it's not exactly parallel, but the mitzvah of tzitzis. You're not chayiv to put yourself into the situation, but once you are, then you're mechuyiv. It's not exactly the same, because there is a chiyiv once you're in the situation. But either way, it's a mitzvah that is not specifically mechuyiv ala gavras. So too, the Ravid says, I hold like Rashi and Tosfos fundamentally. And that is, it's only mechuyiv dug and tirush, tirush v'yitzar. I bought fruit. What fruit are totally mufka from truma? No, the Ravid says that I think if you take truma from oranges and apples, it'd have a chaloshem daraisa, and it would be called truma, and it would be medama'as. Meaning if it falls into chulin, it would make it medume. It has the status of truma daraisa. Would you get misa v'shamayim? I don't know if he goes that far. Earlier, he seemed to say not. So what does it mean? It's midamas on, I guess, on a chachila level. You have to give it to the Kohen. Even though if a Yisrael eats it, it wouldn't be a chiyamis of the Shemayim. Either way, that is the Ravid Shita. Maybe he tried, because he's trying to put all the sources together. Some sources say only Tirush for Yitzhar. Some say everything. So he has both. He has both. You have a chiyam like Rashi and Tosus, but a chiyam and a status like the Rabbah. Okay, that's in the Kus of Sham right here. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara... The Hadetzvan. So we are about 6 lines off the bottom. The Hadetzvan. That which the Mishnah said is what you asked me after Shir yesterday. Ein mivim bikurim mashkel ayosim minayizeshim minayanavim. The Mishnah says in Shumos, at least according to one opinion, the only liquids that you bring bikurim from are oil and wine. The only liquid that you bring bikurim, the only liquids that you bring bikurim from. So, how does that fit into what we just said? So we say, Mani, Rabbi Shuahi. That's only, must be only Rabbi Shuahi Shita. Da Amar Domina Vuki Basra, who says that you can have distinctions between the two, sources. So, Vagamar Lahu, Lu Bikurim, Truma. Once you learn Bikurim to Truma, then you can learn Truma to Bikurim, and therefore limit it. Once you learn the concept that it only applies to liquids, then you can limit to which liquids it applies to. Okay, fine. The Hadatan, I what about this Mishnah also? Ein Sokin Esarba Mishum Arla Ella Al Hayotzim and Azesim and Ha'anavim. One only gets Malkus for eating liquid Arla. Actual Arla, all fruit. All fruit. But liquid Arla, you only get Malkus for olives, meaning oil, and wine. So Mani, who is that? Rabbi Shua, he also Rabbi Yeshua. Tamar Domina Vugi Basra. He also, it's because you don't have to go all the way with all your limudim. He just have to add in another step. V'gomar lehu lebikura mitruma. And you learn to bikura from truma. V'hadar maisi lala arla pre mi bikurim. And then you learn both of those, or learn from arla, from bikurim to arla. Okay, so you can have a double step of the of the Limudim. Maybe, hopefully, maybe next week, if we have time, I hope next week to start the cycle again of Daf Pei and Shiurim on Tuesday nights. So there is a big discussion of comparing halachas of Arla for Kedushas Arla and halachas of when you say a Bari Pereitz on something and when you say other brachas on it. Is that always parallel? Do we always say, whenever you say Bari Pereitz on, so that's always going to be Chayav and Arla, and whenever it's Chayav and Arla, you're going to say Bari Pereitz on? So it might not be so simple. What about sugar cane? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Gaonim. Sugar cane. I guess that was the candy of the time. They have taffies. They have taffies and candies. What did they have in those days? So what did the kids all eat? They all ate sugar cane. Right? That's simple. It grows and you eat it. So all the Rishonim, three different opinions. What bracha are you supposed to make on it? Ha'eitz Adama Shahako. But that's what the Rambam quotes more than one opinion. But again, that is what do you compare Arla to this context. So hopefully, Bezrim, next week, we will get back into the cycle after Yontif of the comparing Hilchas Arla and Hilchas Brachas, Bezrim Hashem. Okay, one final halacha, and then we continue, and that is what I said before. What is the Rambam paskin here? What did the Rambam say in regarding liquids and Isurim? Says the Rambam in Hilchas Ma'acholos Asuros. Where are we? Hatevel, this is Perek Yud. Hatevel, v'hachadosh, v'hahektish, all the items on the list from yesterday that we included in liquid Isurim. Usviche Shvius, v'kilayim, v'arla, all of those. What should the Rambam say? V'chayim, period, boom. Our Gemara had a limudim. What did the Rambam say? Mashkin hayotzid mi peroseyan, asurin kamosan, v'ein lokin aleihem. The Rambam says, they're asur, but no malchus. So all these limudim, if he's based on our Gemara, he's saying these limudim aren't good enough to get you malchus. They're good enough to make it aser. So if you have liquid shmita, liquid arla, liquid chadash, liquid hektish, all of these are, hey, how do you have liquid hektish? Maybe you have beer. Right, also liquid chadash. Liquid chadash can be beer. All of these you don't get malchus for. Chutz, except for miyayin v'shemen shel arla. Wine and oil of arla, that you're gonna get malchus for. And the yayin shall kilai hakerem shall lokin aleim kederach shall lokin alazesim alanavim shalahen. Three, you have all the way. You have three, you have malchus also. Wine, oil, and liquefied kilai hakerem. You planted vegetables and zroim in your vineyard, and the grapes grew now, so that's going to be, if you liquefy that, is that an expansion of yayin? Is that its own separate idea? But the Lechem Mishnah here points out difficulty in how the Rambam reads our Gemara. As we read our Gemara, where does he get this chiluk from? Kilayim is on the list with all the other ones. The same limudim. So how is that different than the others? Okay, so that is the Rambam Shita in terms of Psak. Okay, we go further though. V'ha'alal. Now we get back to the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Kuf Yud Zayin. All the items that are mitztarif to Tumas Ochlin that are not mitztarif to Tumas Nevela. One of the things on the list was alal. What is alal? So my alal, so machlokas. So we think it's hard to learn Mishnayis without Gemara. They also weren't clear. They had the Mishnayis. What did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi mean? So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Martika. Rabbi Yochanan says Martika. What's Martika? So it's a machlokas itself. We have a machlokas what alal is. Now we have a machlokas what martika means. Rashi says it's the hard ligaments in the back of the neck that are inedible. On the top Rashi, gid hashidra v'hatzavar. Some ligaments there that are very rachav lavan v'kashemod. Yeah, very hard ligaments in the neck. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Chananel, the second Tosfos, dead flesh. Birsh Rabbi Chananel, basar meis v'chenir Rabbi Notam, not like Rashi. Okay, either way, some type of inedible item. Either dead flesh or a hard ligaments. So that's martika. So that alal, so it's not really edible itself. But it can be mitztaref, says our Mishnah. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? It can be mitztaref to the rest of the animal to create the shear required for Tumas Ochlin. Right? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Amar. This is the pshat that we said when we learned the Mishnah. Basar shepaltasa sakin. Literally, flesh that the knife spits out. What does that mean? It means that sometimes when a person is flailing an animal, when he's skinning an animal, some of the flesh comes off with the skin. So it comes off with the knife. So paltas, the knife spit it out. Okay, it went off with the skin. So that's Reish Lakish. So that flesh on the on the skin, on the hide, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, machlokas. So meisvei, first we ask Akasha a linguistic problem from Psukim, a pasuk in Eov. Probably one of the less learned svarim in Tanakh, one of the more difficult svarim. Besides the first two, three prakim in the end, it's all a conversation. No action, I mean, there's a lot of action philosophically that takes place. But in terms of Lamaisa, anything that happens, the beginning of Eov, as we know, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking everything away from Eov. The whole middle section, the middle 50 prakim, are all about his friends trying to say to Eov, it's okay, don't worry about it, you must have done something wrong, the chulu. And all the way at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back and says, Eov, you're my man, and you're gonna get rewarded. Okay, anyway, but Mesfis, in the middle there, Eov was very upset at his friends. And he says, V'ulam, atem tofle sheker, rofe eliel kulchem. You're all full of falsehood, tofle sheker, and you are rofe eliel. You are doctors of eliel. So like from the word elilim, right? They're not true to who they daven towards, right? See Rashi in the first skinny line, Eov amar l'chavei rav. Mechabre divrei sheker atem, v'davar she'ein bo refua atem omrim lirafusi. You're telling me something that doesn't make sense. All of your hashkafis that you're trying to heal my heartache. It's not true. So you see the word there used is elil. So he's telling his friends, you can't heal based on what you're saying. So bishlam al manda amar martika. Fine, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Elil is martika, haidadala barafuahu. It makes sense because martika will never become edible, will never become soft. It's a hard ligament and you can't do anything about it in order to make it better. Elamanda amar basar shepaltosa sakin. But according to Rish Lakish, who says it's the flesh that came off with the skin, barafuahu? Isn't it barifua? Rashi explains that if you put this flesh onto, if you somehow connect it to flesh that's still on the animal, it's possible that it could regenerate and you could reconnect it. Rachmana litzlan. Sometimes if somebody loses a certain part of the body, something that gets cut, you can reattach it sometimes and it'll grow again and it will rejuvenate itself. So this ligament is not going to, but this basar shabbat sakin can rejuvenate itself. So how could Eov say, Elil, same word, to mean it's never going to rejuvenate? So says the Gemara, no. Baal takrot klamalo pligi. I'm not talking about alal of Tanakh. Alal of psukim and alal of people talking is two very different things. Ki pligi baal de masnisin. The difference between lashon mikra and Lashon Mishnah. There might even be a third level, Lashon B'nai Adam. But at least here would be Mechal between Lashon Mikra and Lashon Mishnah. Okay, so don't compare with me the two. Fine, so no problem with the language. So Tashma, let's try again. Let's try to bring a problem from our Mishnah. Remember the last line of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'awal ha'machunas, if you have alal that can be gathered together, im yesh kezayis b'makam echad, chayav en alav, if there is a kezayis in one place, then you're chayav on it. It's chayav in one place, then you can be chayav on it, just that. Says the Gemara, and what is Rabbi Yehuda arguing on? Because we didn't really explicate it at the beginning. The Mishnah just said alal is included, and Rabbi Yehuda adds this line. If there's alal enough, if you can gather in one place, you're chayav on it. So Rashi just helps us out here. Chayav and alav, says Rashi, mishum nevela. That itself is nevela. See Rashi right across from where we are. Bein sha'ochlo, bein sha'nogei abov nechnas lamikdash. Rashi says, in two ways you could be chayav. Either because of nevela, it's the isser of eating nevela, or tumas nevela, meaning if you ate it and then, or if you touched it and then went into the mikdash, it is tumas nevela. Either way, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. You're chayef for nevela. Upalig amas nisan. And he argues on the first half of the Mishnah, diktani, avalo tumas nevelos. First half of the Mishnah said all of these combined to tumas ochlin and not tumas nevelos. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says it is, there's nafkamina for nevela in two ways, either eating nevela or touching nevela and going into the mikdash. Let's just finish this section and then we will come back because Tosfos argues. V'yomer Rav Huna, back to the Gemara, v'hu shekinso. When do we say this? When does Rabbi Yehuda say, if there's a kezayis b'makam echad, you're chayef if he actually gathered it? He gathered it, meaning he did an action that showed that he thinks what is left here is significant. What's called in halacha, achsheveh. He was machshiv it in a certain way, and because he was machshiv it, that itself gives it significance. If, Rashi explains, if it just gets gathered by itself or by children, that's not enough. Rabbi Huda only argues if there was an achshaveh, if he, v'hu shekinso, that's Rav Huna's chiddush, he gathered it. Okay, that's Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah. So what's the kasha? Bishlam al madamar basar shapataso sakin. So according to Rabbi Huda, reish shlakish, I understand, haynu dechi ika kezayis b'chayif. I understand them, because this is edible. It's just usually meat that you don't care about. It was left onto the, on the hide. So if you did something to show that you care about it, it's meat, it's flesh. So that's why I understand you're going to be chayef, because it's edible. El lamanda amar martika. But according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion of martika, he could kezayis lehavi. Eitz ba'almahu. Even if you get a kezayis of martika together, it's totally inedible. It's a hard sinew. So therefore, why would Rabbi Yehuda argue? How would he say that you'd be chayef in that case? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Aliba Rabbi Yehuda lo pligi. Rabbi Yehuda for sure is talking about the type of alal that is basar that was pulling minasakin. For sure, that's the type of alal that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. Ki pligi aliba drabbanon. The machlokas is, how far do the rabbanon go in what's mitztaref to the rest of the basar? Rabbi Yehuda for sure is talking about the edible type of alal. The machlokas is within the first opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Omar martaka nami mitztaref. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, martika is inedible. But sometimes, even something that is inedible, if it's with other items, it becomes edible. Right? What about spices? You can't eat spices plain, but you can put it with other food, and it's mitztarif. So too, that's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. The Tanakama, the Rabbanan hold mitztarif, even the martika, even the inedible types of sinews. Reish Lakish Amar, Dafka, Basar, Shepataz HaSakin. No, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama only refer to this, Ava martika lo mitztarif. Martika is not mitztarif, it's totally inedible, and therefore, it's not going to create Tumas Ochlin. That is what Reish Lakish says. Period. Stop there for a minute. Just to note, Tosfos argues on Rashi's explanation, where Rashi says that what's the nafka mina, where Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Rabbanan? The Rabbi Yehuda says both if you ate a piece of it, or if you gathered it, if you touched it and went into the mikdash, so that itself is, you're going to be t'chayev. Tosfos argues on the first. Tosfos says, "V'husha kinso." See that Tosfos tema, "Mashaycha machshava le'iser." Tosfos says the idea of thinking about something and being machshivit in that way, that applies to tumah tara. We know, for example, in Maseches Kelim, many examples where you have a certain item that's up to a certain stage of processing. And it's not totally finished yet. Let's say you have a hide that you could use for a carpet, but you want to make it into a jug. So, is it makabel tumah yet? It depends on what you're thinking. If you have in mind that you're planning to make it into a jug, it's not makabel tumah yet, because kabbalas tumah is only when there's gemar malacha. But if you plan to use it as a carpet, so then there was gemar malacha already, and it can become tumah. You have many examples of that, in terms of machshava affecting the status of an item for tumah tara. Says Tosfos, where do you ever have that by Isurim? By tumah tara you have that, but by Isurim? Tegabi tumah shayach l'chalek, dima vatale eitz ba'almahu, ava mishum debatle lo mishtri ba'achila. Just because you don't care about it, it's going to become mutter to eat. So Tosfos says, l'kachnira dechayavan alav lo mayri le'inyin achila el delo tzarech. Kinsu, Ella Idin and Nechasla Mikdash. I agree to Rashi part 2, not Rashi part 1. Just by eating it, Machshava is not going to make it more usser. Maybe it's status of Tumas Nevela to go into the Mikdash. That is Tosfos arguing on Rashi. How do you defend Rashi? So Tosfos Rashi says, first of all, you might have said that once it's Nevela for Tumas, it's Nevela for eating. You might have said that. You find that in all the places. Tosfos is saying, you never find that. Rashi might answer, you're right, you generally don't find that by Yisurim. But where you have an Isser that goes with Tumah, so then you might say, Mitoch, that it has the status of Nevela for Tumah, that's the status for Isser. That's not such an unusual type of Svara. The Tosfos Rosh says, the Efshel of Kayim Pirish Rashi, Kivon de mechubar laor velo chash lekanso ki hechi de betuli mashvi lekaor velo matami hu adim leniyesu nevelas havi lekaor minatora midi da havi anevelas she inu ruyel ager she inu chayav analeah. He says there are examples like you have inedible nevela. inedible nevela, that's not roy for a person to eat, but then you want to eat it, you're machshev to eat it. So that's an example. He doesn't quote others, but there are many examples. There are many examples of achshavei. What about crumbs by chametz? Crumbs by chametz. Usually we say crumbs are automatically batel, but if you eat crumbs, you're chayev daraisa. Why? Because you're machshev it. It's achshavei. That's what the Rosh has in Maseches Pesachim. Example number one. Or the other example. We've quoted this in various contexts. There's a Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi, instrument Pei Zayin. The Chacham Tzvi, Pei Vav. The Chacham Tzvi says, we know there's a principle, Machlokas, another Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, of Chatzi Shir. If I eat half a Gezayis of Nevela, half a Gezayis of Treif, half a Gezayis of anything, we know there's a Chatzi Shir Machlokas, Asa Daraisa or Asa Darabanan. We hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir, Asar Min HaTorah. Why is it Asar Min HaTorah? Chazi Lid Starufe. Because it could combine with another half. Or because there is a chasav of kol chaylev. So the Chacham Tzvi has a well-known comment where he says that this does not apply, this only applies to Isurei Achila. Only applies to Isurei Achila. And then he quotes a svara. Here it is. Inami, what's he contrasting it to? Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. Is there, if I have a half a kezayis of chametz in my house, do I violate Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh? So says the Chacham Tzvi, no. Why not? Because he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. You have to do something to the item in order to be machshev it. So if I eat it, that's doing something to it. If I eat it, I'm being machshev it. Right? I don't eat something that's totally meaningless to me. If I eat it, so if you eat a half a kezias of treif, so that's being machshev it, that's what you give chayim in the Torah. But it's in your house, you didn't do anything. Says B'chagam Tzvi, Hayrodavka ba'osa ma'isa she'machshiva la'osa pachos mi'chasi shir. Aval b'chametz pachos mi'kezayis she'eno osa ma'isa ela manicho be'beso ve'eno mevaro kiva she'eno osa davar she'mare bo'sa ma'chshivo lo amrinan be'chazil etztarufe. That's an important Chagam Tzvi, it's been paved off. That's another example where we see by Yisurim, Machshava makes a difference. Not just by Tum and Tara. Machshava makes a difference there. Another example, if we have time to mention it, it's a Rashi in Beit Sadaf Chav Zayin, which talks about burning Truma Temeah on Yontif. Burning Truma Temeah on Yontif also. It's Aser. You're allowed to burn Tzarech, right, Yontif. It's Ochal Nefesh, anything. Mitoch Shodjel Tzarech, Ochal Shodjel Tzarech, you're allowed to burn things. No, but because you are burning this, because you want to do the mitzvah, that's Machshav, the act that you're doing, is called a Malacha. Take a look at that Rashi in Beit Sadaf Chav Zayin. Either way, these are two examples, at least, of Machshava in the world of Isurim, which defends Rashi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Hi, Basar Shapaltasa Sakin Hechidami. What's the case of Basar that went off with the knife, with the hide? Hechidami. Idecha Shivale. If you thought as you took it, meaning you did it on purpose, that you wanted the flesh to come off with it, Afila Banfi Nafshi Mitame. So it should be Makabel Tumas Ochlin, even by itself. And if you didn't focus on it, and it was totally by accident, that it's really just meant to get the hide, so it should be batel. And it shouldn't have the halacha of food. And it shouldn't even be able to be mitzarif. So what exactly is the case, according to Reish Lakish? So Rabbi Avin, Rav Maisha, Chad Amar, Miksaso Chishev Alav. One says that the chiddush is that you thought about part of it. Thought about part of it. Miksaso Chishev Alav. And what's the chiddush of miksas achishev alav? Rashi on the first white line, you didn't focus on which part of it. Vlosh piresh eze miksas. You don't know. And therefore, kebeitza minei, if you just take a beitza from this itself, you can't say you're going to be chayim for that because it's just from it. You don't know if this is the beitza that you will be machshavan. But if it's mistaref, with everything else, there's definitely some of it that's mistaref, and therefore, that is the chiddush. Okay, that is Rashi. That is the first shot. Miksaso chishev alav. The Chad Amar. If you want to look, see on the side, it quotes Ayin Marshal. The Marshal in the back has a different couple of extra lines in Rashi. It quotes a Rashi Yashon. Okay, but second day, we're not going to do that now. The Chad Amar miksaso paltasa chaya u'miksaso paltasa sakin. The case is where an animal already attacked and already grabbed some skin with flesh on it, and now the person who was skinning took off more. Could those be mitztarif with each other? Because what the animal ripped off, there was no machshava on. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush, that this See Rashi also. Nashka kelev v'dildom and abatzel etzada or v'achach shakta v'hiflit gam asakin od v'en yadua ezamian potachaya v'ezasakin. So in that case also, the chiddush is that you can be mitztarifit. Okay, you add in a detail in each of these cases. Period. Tanasa, new section. Says the Mishnah in Taras, Baruch Hashem, a lot of chances to do Mishnahis in Taras these days. We did some Uksin, and Zerayim. We did some Uksin, Trumas. Now we have Taras. Hachartom, Bahatzi Parnayim, the beak. The Chartom is the beak. How do I know it's beak? Because Rashi says, beak balaz. Right, 6-wide line. Beak balaz. Hachartom, the beak, Bahatzi Parnayim, and the fingernails, which are the claws of birds. So, right, Taras, as we, if you remember, is all about Tumas Nevelas of Tahar. The nevela of the non-kosher, of the kosher bird. So, what parts of the animal, convey tumma? What about these inedible parts? The beak and the claws. Mitamin, umitamin, umistarfin. They can become tummy, give off tumma, and combine. So, Gemara says, chartum is fa'amahu. The beak is not edible. It's very hard. So, Amar Rebbe Lazar, bechartum tachton. The lower beak. Tachton nami is fa'amahu. That's also inedible. Amar Rav Papa, tachton shel elyon. The bottom part of the upper part of the beak. Okay, the bottom part of the upper beak. That's somewhat softer, and that's the edible part, and that's what's mistarif. Tziparnayim. What about tziparnayim, the claws? That's also not edible. So, Amar Rebbe Elazar, makam amuvlan bebasar. It's the part of the nail that is underneath the flesh. Right, well, we all have fingernails, so this part of it, right, under the cuticle over there, that is underneath the flesh, that's a little softer. And that's the part of the nail that we're talking about. Karnayim, what about the horns? It's also not edible. Ever try to eat a shofar? Amar Rav Papa, but makam shechotchin v'yotze mehendam. Again, it's the part that's very close underneath the flesh, the part that if you would cut it, it would bleed. So that also is somewhat softer, and that's what the Mishnah in Taras is referring to. Why was this quoted here? Because it's similar to our discussions of which parts of the animal that are not so edible could combine with the other parts of the edible items. Fine. Kayotzebo. Hashochet behema. We're back. Back to the Mishnah again. The Mishnah quoted another case where there is Tumas Ochlin and not Tumas Nevela. Remember the case? The case was a Jew is shechting a non-kosher animal for a guy. That was the case. A Jew shechting a non-kosher animal for a guy, and he shechts, and the animal is still convulsing. Stop time. At that moment, what's the halacha of the animal while it's still convulsing? So we said, well, usually when it comes to non-Jews, it's all about being totally dead. Convulsing is not good enough for non-Jews because they don't have the laws of Shechita. So what do they have to wait for to eat something? They also have an Isra of Eivir Menachai. They have to wait until it's totally not moving. But a Jew, right after it's shechted, a Jew is allowed to eat from it, even if it's convulsing. It's already considered shachar and kosher. He's got to salt it. He's got to do all the other preparations. But it's still, so what happens when you have a Jew shechting a non-kosher animal for a guy? So the Mishnah said, at that moment, it has Tumas Ochlin. It doesn't have Tumas Nevelos yet because it's not dead. But Tumas Ochlin it has already. Because since a Jew is in the Parsha of Hilchos Shechita, so even though here he's shechting a non-kosher animal, and it's not kosher anyway, and he's shechting it for a guy, but because he's doing Shechita, it achieves a status after the Maisa Shechita, even while it's convulsing, and it has Tumas Ochlin. That was the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, that was the Mishnah brought that in as another example where Tumas Ochlin exists and Tumas Nevelos does not exist. So, relating to that case, says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Asi, Shonin, we learned, Yisrael b'temeya v'ovid kochavim b'tahora. If a Yisrael is shechting a non-kosher animal, as we just described, but also we add in, a non-Jew is shechting a kosher animal. In both those cases, tzrichin machshava vehechsher mayim imakam acher. It needs machshava, meaning the person shechting needs to think about this to be ochlin, in order for it to be tumas ochlin, and it needs to be mukshar. As we know, hechsher lekavel tuma, it has to be mukshar from liquid from a different source. Meaning what? Its own blood is not machshirit. That's the chiddush of this line. We might have said we had earlier, sometimes we, according to some Tanoim, the dam of the animal itself, the blood that shoots out itself, is machshir. So here the chiddush is it's not machshir. Why? Because it's not fully, Rashi explains here, and the other Rishonim too, it's not fully a dam shechita. When does the dam of a shechita machshir itself? Only where it's achieving heter achila. But if it's not achieving heter achila, it's not going to be able to be machshir, and therefore you need machshava, and you need heksher from elsewhere. So the Gemara says, one second, Hechsher l'ameli. What do you need hechsher for? Don't we have a principle? Sofa l'tami tuma chamura. V'kosher sofa l'tami tuma chamura lo boy hechsher. When do we say somebody needs hechsher l'kabel tuma to become wet in order for it then to be susceptible to tuma? That's by fruits and vegetables. Let's say an apple. An apple falls off a tree. Until the apple becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, it's not makabel tuma yet. Why? What's the most tummy an apple could get? The most an apple could get is a rishon. An apple can't become an av, so an apple can never be metami a person. So that's where we have this idea of hechsher. But says the Gemara, don't we have a principle, which we're going to prove in a minute, anywhere where it can ultimately become an av hatuma, it's so stringent, it could become nevela, you don't need hechsher. You don't need hechsher. Don't we have that principle? And that's why here, so what's the Ravasi talking about? You need hechsher? This is going to become a nevela. But in a few seconds, after it stops convulsing. So, after all, the Tanit Verabi Shmoel, V'chiyutan mayim al zera mazraim she'ein sofan l'tami tuma chamura tzirichan hechsher, av kol she'ein sofan l'tami tuma chamura tzirichan hechsher. Everything that is not going to become tuma chamura, everything that's not going to become enough, needs hechsher. V'tanya, we also learned in a braisa, Amr Rabbi Yossi, v'pnei ma amru nevela softar tzirichan machshava v'ein tzirichan hechsher. Why do we say that by a nevela of a kosher bird? It needs machshava, meaning it's a nevela. So it's not automatically ochel. So you have to think about it as ochel. But it does not need hechsher. Mipnei sofa l'tami tuma chamura? Question mark. Because it ultimately could lead to tuma chamura. As when it's going down the food pipe. Right? Beis ablia, it could be metami a person. So it does not need hechsher. So what is Rabbi Yossi talking about here that you would need hechsher? There is just one important line in Rashi. If you want to keep track, the Rashi says that Shchitas Akum is not a Shchita. He has an important line. Let me see if I can find it right now. About 8 lines up from the bottom. Dibur Maskol, the Hechsher. Tidam Shchita Dila Lo Machsher La Dilo Ikri Mashke El Adam Chalalim. Did I read the right line? Dilo Ikri Mashke, there's another line. Aladomik Achavim Ladam Chalav Ladam Shchitahu. Right, about 6 lines up from the bottom. Sounds like from Rashi that if a goy shechs is nothing. It's nothing. It's like, we know it's nevela, not going to eat it. But it sounds like it's nothing. So you have to work out how the Rambam reads this line, because we discussed at length the Rambam in the earlier prakim, in the first couple of prakim, the Rambam says that shchitas akum is mitar midei nevela. Even though you can't eat it. So it's, and the Rambam compares it to trefa. So just remember that Rambam, and the Achronim here trying to figure out how the Rambam understands it. Kachim, they can bring animals. They can't do shchita. They can bring olas, but they can't do shchita. Okay. Let's continue. There's more, but we have to continue. Says the Rambam, so what do we have a kasha? So what is Rabbi Yossi talking about that you need hechsher if after all it's going to ultimately become nevela? Omar Chizkia, no. Maybe it won't become nevela. No, you could cut it up into tiny little pieces, which will be less than a kezayis, and therefore, maybe it'll never become to the tumas nevela. So because you have this possibility, it's enough that it's not called sofa l'tami tuma chamura. The Ramban quotes that. He quotes Rashi, who gives that pshat. The Ramban says, it makes a lot of sense, but then he says, v'hu tamua. What's tamua? The Achronim say, an entire animal you're going to cut up in less than kezayis pieces? How does that work? So the Ramban quotes the Ravid, who says, a little differently, a little modified, maybe this is what Rashi means. What it means is that any part of the animal that was later touched by a person, that piece might have been cut into tiny little pieces, less than a kezayis. And therefore, each piece, you could say, is not sofa l'tami tuma chamura. Not that you're going to do the whole animal. It'll be crazy. Hell, a cow is huge. So maybe that piece, that's what the Ravid says, quoted here in the Ramban. Okay. Weiter. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. Umiyama Chizkiya Hachi. Did Chizkiya really say this? That there's no tumas nevela by a flailing animal? V'yaha itmar shachat bashnayim o rov shnayim v'yadayin hi mefar cheses. If you shechlin an animal and it's still flailing, Chizkiya Amar eino le'evarim. There is no longer an isser of Eivar Menachai. V'yibyochan Amar yashter le'evarim. There's still an isser of Eivar Menachai. Why? Chizkiya Amar eino le'evarim. There's no more isser. Mesahi. It already has the status of being dead. Even though it's flailing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yashar Le'Evarim, La Mesa, it's not dead yet. So there's still an Isra of Eivar Menachai. Question mark. So what do you see? You see Chizki holds the animal is considered dead. It's ready to Isra of Eivar. There's no Isra of Eivar Menachai anymore. So how can we say that there's, and Rabbi Yochanan, he says, there's no Tumas Nevela yet? So Gemara answers, Amar Le, yeah, it's in the middle. Yatasa Mechal Chaya, Vechal Mesa Lobas. It already is in the middle. It's half alive, half dead, right? And therefore, it's somewhere in between. So it loses its Isra of Eber Menachai, but it does not yet get the Tumah of Tumas Avela. It's somewhere in the middle. Okay, period. So that's a great, if we have time to go through it, all the cases in Shas about Mifarkeses. When is a Mifarkeses considered alive? When is it considered dead? All the Shas of the Tanaim, but right here you have a Tana that says, I have an Amora that says there's a Chilak. Gufa Viter. Gufa Shachar Bashtaim Arov Shnaim. Va'adayin him afarkeses. Chiski amar ena leivarim, Rabbi Yochanan amar yeshan leivarim. Amal Rabbi Lazar, nekot lohad Rabbi Yochanan biyadcha. Take Rabbi Yochanan in your hand. Rabbi Yochanan who says that there is still an Isra of Eivar Menachai when the animal is flailing. Why? The Tani Rav Oshia kavase. Rav Oshia has a brisa like it. The Tani Rav Oshia, the Rav Oshia has the following brisa, which is a 20-line brisa. Here we go. You saw it's all the basic, the same fundamental principles in the brisa, but the brisa says it in four different ways. Yisrael sheshachat behema temeya lo'oviko chavim, a Jew shechting a non-kosher animal. Shachat bashnayim arov shnayim, it he does a regular good shechita. Umefarkeses, and the animal is flailing, metama tumas ochlin of alotumas nevelus. That's what our Mishnah said. Right? It has the stat, it's metama tumas ochlin already because the shechita did something. It was a Jew shechting. So it's metama tumas ochlin, but it's not dead yet. Aver ha-porish mimena ki-porish menachai. Aver menachai at that moment is like porish menachai. That's the raya already. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Aver menachai. But the brisa continues. U-basar ha-porish mimena ki-basar ha-porish menachai. Basar that comes off of it at that moment is like basar that comes off menachai, which is tahar. Basar from a live animal is not tame. V'asar le-bnei Noach. And at that moment it's asar for a ben Noach because a ben Noach has to wait till it's totally dead. And if you took off a limb at that moment, then even after the animal dies, this limb is still usher to the ben Noach, because it was an Eiver Menachai. That's case one. Shachat ba'echad arov echad. What if a Jew shechted a non-kosher animal, but it didn't get the whole shechita? He only shechted one simen. So that's not a shechita. So ein metami tumas ochlin. So it's not metami tumas ochlin because he didn't do a shechita. Nachara. And what if he just, like, killed it? I stuck a knife up his nose. Ain't but tumas shoklum. That is nothing. It's nothing totally. What's the chiddush of one simen? Because we know one simen is a shechita for a Jew by birds. So maybe we would have thought that it's a shechita in this case too. Kamash malan, it's not. That's all part one of the brisa. We already proved Rabbi Yochanan, but we're just going through the second half of the brisa. What if a goyu shechted a behemoth totally Israel? Umefarkeses. A goy shechted a kosher animal for a Jew, and it's flailing. Matamit tumas ochlin avlo tumas avelus. Also, it's matamit tumas ochlin because for a Jew, an act of shechita does something. It's matamit tumas ochlin. Aver aparish b'mena kaparish b'nachai. Bazar aparish b'mena kaparish b'nachai, as we said. V'asar l'bnei Noach v'afilach shetzei nafsha. But it's also for the goy himself because, again, it's flailing still, and he needs to be totally dead. Shochad b'echad arov echad. If the goy only did one simen, ena matamit tumas ochlin, noach rein batumas shoklum. Same thing. Vital, let's just try to finish this. Shachat ovi kochavim b'makam she'ein osa osa treifa uba yisrov v'gamra. Now we're getting back to Perek Aleph and Bey's ideas. What if a guy started to shechta an animal and didn't finish, and then Yisrov came and finished the job? Kishera. It's kosher, as long as the guy didn't make it into a treifa. Shachat Yisrael, if a Jew started shechting, b'makam she'osa osa treifa b'makam she'ein osa osa treifa uba v'kochavim v'gamra shechita sepsula. It goes by who finished the job. Who did the act of shechita? Whoever did the act of shechita, that's what determines. Harotze, and the brisa just continues, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Harotze sheyochal mibeiv kodesh sheisi nafsha. If anybody wants to eat flesh of a newly shechted animal, they thought that was healthy. Eating flesh from an animal that was still flailing. If you want to do that, how do you do it? Chote kizayis basu mibeiv shechitasa. Right when it's still flailing, you cut off a piece of flesh from its neck. Umocho yafe yafe, you have to salt it very well. Umadicho yafe yafe, you have to wash it very well. Umatil ajitezi nafsha, and I guess if it flails for a while, you have to wait till it dies, and then v'ochlo, and then you could eat it. I mean, even if you get to do this within the process of flailing, you have to wait till the animal dies. Echanovik acham echan yisra mutarba, Jew or non-Jew, is mutter in this case. As long as you waited and you took off flesh. Aver, not. But flesh, this way, this would be a way that you'd be able to eat it. Okay, period. We'll have to stop there. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow with more or the Harotev as we get into the next Mishnah of Harotev.